Sudan.
So let's go back real quick before we jump into the next part of this.
Okay.
Can you just give an example? I know you gave an example of, hey, this is Sam with ABC Company, and then you kept going. Can you give an example the right way to do it real quick?
Okay. Well, the way how I do it is pretty much easy and simple. What? How do I do it? Hey, Ryan, it's Sam calling you with ABC Company. How is your day so far, sir? Good?
It's good.
Hold on. Stop. I didn't ask you, how is your day so far, and I stopped. I didn't ask you, how are you doing, and I stopped. And I didn't ask you, like, what's going on in your end, and I stopped. No, I didn't ask you that. How is your day so far? Good. Because if
I see. It's, like, suggestive, like,
absolutely
acknowledging it.
Because in the meantime, if I'll go ahead and ask any business owner, see, this is the positive vibe. This is the positive mental state. If I will go ahead and approach any business owner in this time or during these times, and I didn't ask him, hey, Ryan, how was your day? He'd be like, you know what? It's up. It's not good. It's a bad day. That's the answer. That's the normal answer that you would get from any business owner right now, as a matter of fact. But when you suggest, when you propose, when you try to force the idea of positivity, now guess what? The answer will be, in a simple way, will be good. Let's say we're on Easter right now. Hey, you know what, sir? How was your Easter?
Good.
Wonderful. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, as a matter of fact, Ryan, I do apologize if I called you out of the blue like that, just like that. It will only take a couple of minutes off your time, and I'm giving you a call regarding A, B, C, D, E, F. Well, honestly, to be speaking, I want to go ahead and discuss with you A, B, C, D, E, F. Then you continue with your script. What did I do?
So, pattern interrupt, essentially. They're absolutely not expecting you to ask, but you are, and they're kind of taken aback by it.
Absolutely. Now, what happened? Any customer in real life, when you go buy something, you are defensive. You are in the defense mode. Anyone who doesn't answer the phone, they are in the defense mode. They don't know me. I don't know them. Like, do I get a lot of sales calls? Yes, I do. But do I buy? As a matter of fact, guess what? You will laugh. I do. The only person who can convince a salesperson is a salesperson. And a really good salesperson. Like out of 100, I've been sold by one. Out of 100, I've been approached by 100 telemarketers and telesales people. Out of those 100, I've been like, I bought only from one. Why? It's not because what he said. It's because how he said it.
How? Yeah, we talked about this yesterday a lot.
Yep, absolutely. It's how, not what. Everybody knows what. Nobody knows how. Knowing how is the key player in sales, to know how. But if I will go ahead and be like, hey, Ryan, you know what? You'll go ahead and subscribe with me today. You'll subscribe to my service today. What do you think? People are like, hell no. I will not go ahead and do it. Well, why should you? That's the question. Why should I? I mean, you did not explain to me anything. You did not tell me this. You did not tell me that. You did not explain to me or provide me with more details about your service. You did not. But boom, just like that. Hey, you know what? Like, I'm calling you regarding your cell phone. How much is your phone bill? Oh, your phone bill is X. Okay, so what I will do to you right now is I'll go ahead and bring down that bill by like 15, 20%. How does it sound? Well, nobody does that. Nobody does that. Well, if someone will go ahead and call me and be like, hey, you know what? How much is your phone bill? I'll be like, well, why do you ask? Which is a question that does make sense. Why did I say that? Because I am in a defensive mode. I'm not feeling relaxed with this phone call. I'm not. But if you got me to be excited, if you got me to be feeling good, if you got me to be feeling positive over that phone call, that's an inner reflection in any human. Oh, that person, you know what? That person is sending me a good vibe. Like, I feel okay with that voice, because we are selling through our voices. This is the fact. I don't see you. You don't see me. Like, it really makes a big difference, even in relationships. Most of the relationships are being destroyed because of the way how things are said. Not because what is said, no. It's because the way how things are being said. There's a big difference between, I love you. And there's a way how to say it, hey, honey, you know what? I love you. Which one is more convincing? Though I did not change anything.
The one with the additional words definitely would probably.
Absolutely, that's it.
Get a little bit more attention.
That's it. So basically, like, it is mainly the how, not what. Any good salesperson will be able to sell anything. Even if I go ahead and sell you dust, I will convince you that this dust is really good for you. See, the hardest one, or the hardest sales job that I have ever done in my life, 25 years ago when I started in sales, selling something called a call unit. The call unit, as a matter of fact, like, if you are not 100% understanding what is a call unit, believe me, like, you will go ahead and shut down your business in no time because of the high phone bill. Because it bills you based on increment per second. It's not a minute, per seconds. So if you're not being careful, guess what? If you were paying 200, now you're paying 3,000. I was selling the hardest product for businesses. The hardest one, the toughest one. You know why? Why is it the hardest one? They have to change equipment. They have to change contracts. They have to change their phone lines. They have to change zillions of things when it comes down to signing up with me.
So it's kind of like it requires a lot of commitment because they're going to make a lot of changes.
True.
Invest in your product.
Absolutely. How? The question is how, not what. What comes later on? But the question is, and the most important thing, do you know how to do it? Do you know how to say it? Do you know how to think? Because that's what this is something that I always tell my reps, which is what? Keep your mind and your tongue on the same speed.
Yeah, that's something I definitely struggled with in the beginning, doing inside sales and even a little bit of outside sales. You start talking and you don't realize where you're going with it. And then you finally realize when you finish what you said, that wasn't what you really wanted to say.
You are not the only one. But why do I say keep your mind or keep the balance between your mind and your tongue? Too much of something is really bad. That's rule number one in sales. Too much of something is bad. It's negative. Not even because for me, like when I say sales, for me, life. Like sales for me is life. This is the fact. Do I practice it every day? Yes. Do I practice it with everyone? As a matter of fact, yes. Do I practice it anytime? Yes. This is the fact about me. So when I go ahead and be like, hey, you know what? Too much of something is really bad. Too much thinking will go ahead and interrupt your ideas because, like, a lot of ideas, like, it's a rush of ideas in your head. You don't know exactly what you're thinking about. So you become confused. You become annoyed. You become angry. You just come to the point that you are tensed. So you will not know exactly what will be coming out of your mouth. So you're not controlling it. Why? Too many ideas. Brain is pushing. Brain is pumping ideas. Brain is pumping ideas. Brain is pumping ideas. You have to speak. At a certain point, you have to speak. But which idea will be spoken? You have got zillions of ideas. Which one will come out first? Sometimes for a lot of salespeople, that's a killer. That kills them. Why? Like, I call that a killer switch. Why? If a lot of ideas, if a rush of ideas took place with someone, trust me, they will not be able to focus on the call because they got distracted. So they, whatever will come out of their mouths will be wrong.
So I think something that's interesting about this is, like, the emphasis on how you say it and what you say, but sometimes what is equally as powerful is what you don't say and when you're listening, because that's going to really define how you respond in these situations.
Responding is, as a concept, it's always the same concept. It's not different. But how you are responding, what are you responding with? I mean, like, it doesn't make any sense if I will ask you, like, how was your day? And I'll be answering you, well, you know what? I had pizza on breakfast. Look, it doesn't make sense, right?
No.
So the answer should be related to the question. Whatever you say should be, like, integrated, related to what you're being asked or what you want to say.
Another important thing I learned about when you're responding, if you don't quite understand something, just literally say what they said back to them to confirm it, to make sure you're both on the same page, because it's really important to be on the same page with the person you're talking to.
Okay. Sometimes that bothers the clients.
I would agree with that at times.
Okay.
It has to be done the right way, I guess.
The best way how to do it, sir, you know what? I'm really sorry for that, but, like, I lost you somewhere. Can you please repeat what you have said a second ago real quick? What will happen? They'll go ahead and repeat it. But if you rephrased or you said the same exact thing that they have said and you got mistaken with something, what will happen? They'll be like, hey, didn't you listen to what I said? Do you get a difference?
Yeah. So you're saying that instead of exactly repeating it back word for word, just explain what you didn't understand and ask for confirmation.
Absolutely. Hey, sir, you know what? I'm sorry for that. I do apologize for the inconvenience, but can you repeat that one more time again, please? Just for me to get the idea more clear? Or can you clarify, it more for me, please? Like, do not repeat what they have said, because the process of repeating what they have said and you get confused with a part or you said something wrong, they'll be like, hey, he was not listening to me.
So something I think that's kind of unique about language is it's not only important on the phone, but it's also important when you're writing an email. And that's something I learned a lot about when I was at Directive. My manager was very good at writing copy, and that's something I picked up on and really just incorporating humor into the emails and not so much being like direct, hey, do you want to buy this? Like, there's more to it than that. You have to show that you can provide value versus just feature dumping or dumping your product on them.
See, sometimes, because I did work as a teacher for some time, teaching English for business, whatever you will say is to be written. Like, whatever you write in the email, as a matter of fact, you were about to say it on a phone call, but in kind of a different way.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So it's the way we're talking right now, when they're reading an email, they should understand that the same way that they would understand it if you were to call them. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. That's if the email is a cold email, by the way.
Yeah, it changes if it's to somebody that's had interaction with your website or whatever it may be.
True. I mean, like, let's be completely honest about this one. If I'm sending out an email, what is the use of that email? That's the question. Like, email campaigns, as far as marketing as an example, what is the use of email marketing campaigns?
To educate and raise awareness would be what I would say.
Absolutely. That's the purpose for email marketing campaigns. But which one is the best way? That's the question. And this is the conflict. This is all that have been always the conflict. Which one is better for me? As far as a sales rep or an SDR or a sales manager or the closer or anyone who's working in sales, which one is better for me? Is it a phone call at the beginning, then a follow-up with email, or a phone call followed by email, or an email followed by a phone call?
Well, we've had this conversation before.
True.
I remember pretty well me saying that I usually send the email and then make the phone call so I can reference the email. But you challenged me on that and said, if you send the email, call them, they didn't look at it, they have no idea what you're talking about, you've kind of blown the call there. So in some cases, maybe that works, but it's probably better to make the call, type an email, kind of summarizing what was discussed and how you can provide value, and then just continue the outreach from there.
True. Why? The question is why, if we'll go ahead and analyze that concept. Let's use both of us as an example. If you are, let's say as an example that you are the decision maker, I'm the salesperson, and I called you. Ryan, how's everything? This is Sam. I'm with ABC Company, sir. Then we go through breaking the ice process. Then we will go through the pitching process. Then I will explain to you everything. Then I'll be like, hey, Ryan, you know what? Like, I would love to send you an email. What is the direct email address for you? Or what's the best email address for you? You'll be like abcdf@gmail.com as an example. Okay, beautiful. So what I'll do right now, I'll go ahead and send you an email. That email, when I go ahead and tell you, hey, Ryan, you know what? I'm sending out that email right now. Automatically, the guy knows that this email is related to that conversation that we had, and he does understand everything, but the email is for a completely different process.
Can you expand on that?
Okay. If I call someone, let's say, example, I called you, and I'll be like, hey, Ryan, this is Sam with ABC Company. How's your day so far? Then we'll be discussing, like, I will go ahead and pitch you. We'll go ahead and back and forth, objections, rebuttals. Then, afterwards, everything is clear. Everything is what right now? We didn't reach a point where it is clear. Now, we come down to the point of what? Of, you know what? Like, I need something in writing. Any client, any business owner, any decision maker, any CEO, they love always something in writing. Whether they asked for it, whether they did not ask for it, they love it. Why? Documentation beats conversation. That's rule number one in business. When it is documented, it beats whatever we have said. So based on the conversation that we had, I'll be like, hey, you know what, sir? Like, I sent you already the email. Can you please make sure that you received it? They'll be like, okay, hold on a second. Okay, I received it. Okay, sir, you know what? At the first part, you will find A, section B, section C. A is discussing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. B is discussing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. C is discussing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. At the end of the day, this is the way how we get the ball rolling.
See, this way, the email is more relevant to the person you're talking to because you've had the opportunity to understand what their needs are versus you just blasting out a bunch of emails hoping that it resonates with somebody and you hear something back.
Absolutely. This is why it's called for spreading awareness. You're just spreading awareness. Like, okay, now this is basically like, see, even us, like, that's a human nature. Any customer is lazy by nature. He's lazy. We are lazy, by the way. Humans are always lazy. That's a fact. I don't want to move to go ahead and buy this stuff. I don't want to move and subscribe to that service. I don't want it. I don't want to. I'm lazy. I don't have time. See, even if you've got the time, and again, if you had the time, you still want to be lazy. Like, you don't want to get up and do it. But, like, on the other hand, that part that I said when it comes down to lazy, this is called, I'm just telling you, I spread the awareness. Okay, now I know, fine. That service looks good. Okay. Then what will happen? They will go ahead and sleep on it. Well, nobody pitched them. Nobody spoke to them. Nobody told them, what is this? What is that? Nobody explained. Why am I sending? Because at a certain point, you have to explain why did he send it. So right now, the distance is a longer distance. You did not make it short. You made it longer. And it could be sometimes getting the client or the lead or the prospect to be pissed off or mad. Oh, sir, you know what? Like, I'm giving you a call regarding the email that I sent you a couple of days ago. Can you please double check it for me? Hey, you know what? Like, I'm receiving 100 emails every day. Which email? So I have to look. That's the first step. So the first step is you got the client or you got the prospect or lead to get out of the comfort zone. Now they're not feeling okay. Oh, do I have to still look for that email? That, like, he will not say that, but that happens at the back end of their minds. Do I still look for that email? Oh, what is, then definitely, because I'm in defense mode right now. So I'll be like, hey, what was that email about? Once that question is asked, now you got them completely out of their comfort zone. They got mad because you pushed them to look for something and they didn't want to do it. Do you get the point?
Yeah. So, and are we still on the, I understand what you're saying. I guess I'm just kind of confused about, we're talking about whether or not you send the email before or after. And if you ask them to look for the email, then, you know, you kind of piss them off.
My advice is to start it with a phone call, following it up with an email, because the email makes the phone call powerful. Like, now I have got the evidence. I've got a solid evidence for that phone call.
Yeah, and it's you can summarize what's talked about in that conversation and how it's relevant versus just guessing in a cold email before a phone call.
True. I mean, through the phone call, you explained everything. You clarified everything. Everything is clear. Everything is good to go. Fine. You are supporting you, not the client. You are supporting whatever you have pitched that client with, you're supporting and it with documentation.
Exactly. Yeah. No. And that seems like a much better strategy. Not in all cases, but I think in most cases, it's definitely probably the more efficient way to go about things. Because if you get them on the phone and you get that information, it's going to be a whole lot easier to write an email relevant to their needs versus just guessing at it and hoping that they respond.
I mean, like, any client doesn't want to go through a generic explanations. Like, I don't need the general explanation. I don't know. I don't want to know about what everything, what you are doing when it comes down to everything. No, I want to know exactly how you can be a benefit for me. It might be through
show value. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. It could be happening through many services, but as a matter of fact, I need only one service. I need only one, not five, not